Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Okay, let's get into this. Picture this commercial, right? Probably pretty stark, maybe even a bit creepy for the 1940s. Grow a friend.
Mm-hmm.
The concept is just right there. You get a little figure, pop it in the tub overnight.
Instant friend.
Yeah, instant companionship. Except this isn't one of those feel-good stories. This is where it goes really dark.
And that tension is there right from the start, isn't it? This promise of like an easy fix for connection sold through some probably odd looking ad, it sets a very unsettling stage.
It really does. You have to wonder what kind of need they were really trying to tap into.
Oh, exploit, maybe.
Exactly. So our story centers on Sunny Day. He's in Maryland, 1940s, living alone.
And he's just aged out of the foster system.
Right. Which, you know, on one hand, freedom. On the other, that can be incredibly isolating. Suddenly, you're completely on your own.
Mm. Deeply lonely, probably.
Yeah.
You can imagine him just sitting there feeling that quiet, that absence.
And then he sees this ad, Grow a Friend.
Mm.
It feels almost predatory, the way it targets that basic human need not to be alone.
Well, think about the psychology. After a big life change like that, leaving foster care, you'd be really vulnerable, wouldn't you? Looking for something, anything, to fill that gap.
A quick fix.
Yeah. And this product offers this, well, deceptively simple solution to what's actually a really complex emotional state. That in itself is kind of disturbing.
The instructions, too. They feel almost like a ritual. Fill the tub, put the figure in, wait overnight.
There's this quiet anticipation, like you're waiting for magic.
But knowing how it turns out, that simple act feels sinister now, like the calm before the storm.
And it's passive, isn't it? Sunny starts it, but then he just leaves it. Whatever happens, happens in the dark, unseen. He has no control over the creation process.
That lack of agency.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be important later.
Definitely.
So flash forward, it's around 4 a.m., dead quiet, then suddenly, just loud yelling from the bathroom.
Shattering the peace must have been terrifying.
Can you imagine? He goes in, and this little figure, it's grown. It's a full-size being now.
What?
And Sunny, maybe trying to make it normal, maybe just grasp. He names it Half Squad.
Half Squad. The name itself feels off, doesn't it? Not exactly warm and fuzzy. More like labeling something incomplete or maybe even dangerous.
Yeah, like what was he expecting? Was it meant to be subservient? Did he already feel some kind of reservation about it?
It could be unconscious apprehension, yeah.
So for a few weeks, things are weirdly normal. Sunny and Half Squad, they do everything together. It's almost like the product actually worked. On the surface, anyway.
But that surface is thin, isn't it? It almost feels like that period of seeming okay just makes the drop even harder when it comes.
It really does.
Yeah.
Because that fragile companionship just gets obliterated.
Ow. What happens?
He's having breakfast one morning, just a regular morning, and he overhears a news report on the radio.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's about a massacre. A family of five just wiped out across town.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Good.
And the detail that just chills you. The only clue they found... writing on the wall?
Saying what?
It said Half Squat was here.
Squat, not squat.
Exactly. Half Squat. That tiny difference in spelling?
Yeah.
It's instantly chilling. Is it him? Is it a mistake? A deliberate misdirection? What is going on?
That discrepancy is huge. It could just be an error, right? Someone maybe not great at spelling, writing in a hurry under stress, or... it's intentional, hinting at a connection, but maybe a distorted one, like a funhouse mirror version of Sunny's friend. It just ramps up the unease.
And then, bam, the climax.
Yeah.
Before Sunny can even really process this horrific news, this writing on the wall, he feels two hands on his shoulders.
From behind.
From behind. He doesn't even get to turn around. It just ends there, leaving you hanging with this awful dread.
So the question just hangs there, heavy. What was Half Squad?
Was it just a product gone terribly wrong, like some horrific manufacturing defect with deadly side effects?
Or are we looking at something else? Something supernatural. An entity drawn to Sunny's loneliness, maybe? Latched onto him.
Or the third option, which is maybe the most unsettling. Was Half Squad even real in that sense? Or was it all coming from inside Sunny? A manifestation of, like, a fractured mind dealing with isolation and maybe past trauma.
Yeah, reflecting on it all, that core mystery just doesn't go away. This whole story really forces you to think about artificial companionship, doesn't it? And the dark side of trying to fix loneliness with, well, with a product.
What kind of needs does something like Grow a Friend actually meet? And maybe what kind of darkness does it accidentally tap into or unleash?
It makes you question the origin, too. Was the little figure itself cursed somehow, like doomed from the start, the moment it hit the water?
Or did Sunny's own past, his, you know, experiences in foster care, the isolation, did that create the perfect conditions for something like this to happen? Was he maybe already vulnerable or perhaps even capable of something dark and this just pushed it over the edge?
It leaves you grappling with that really disturbing final thought, doesn't it? Is Half Squad a real tangible thing that emerged from that bathtub?
Or is it something symbolic? A terrifying reflection of what extreme isolation can do, what we might fear becoming ourselves if completely cut off, maybe even capable of unthinkable things.
It's a really chilling possibility to just sit with. Is it out there or is it in here?
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.